And now pleased to be joined with the head coach for Scott City and Glen O'Neill. Coach, congratulations on the victory. Three-point shooting brought back Wichita Trinity in this game. You guys started out nicely, 13-0, and then after it got to within two, you guys really put it on again and really never looked back in the game.
Yeah, they, you know, they're a team that just won't go away. You know, they're, you know, very feisty and they shoot the ball well, and you know, really physical with the hands and stuff on the inside and the outside, as far as with their post people and also with their, you know, their guards out there.
And you guys had a good point production and balance scoring once again. You were shooting the outside shot a little bit more to start the ball game tonight, just because Wichita Trinity was kind of giving that to you guys more often. Started finally hitting those and then made your way inside. But what was your overall assessment of the game tonight?
I don't know. I mean, it's really hard until you kind of break it down on the film right there and, you know, do some things with, you know, your stats off the film. And, you know, just kind of watching, you know, kind of disappointed that, you know, that we kind of let their hands get to us, you know, with the inside guys and the outside guys. And, you know, with five guards out there on their offensive end, it's really hard to match up and, you know, do some things that you normally, you know, don't do as far as having a post inside the paint. But, you know, it's a learning experience for sure.
Hey, guys played up against a pretty good player in that Ryan Miller. You mentioned he's probably one of the top 100 kids in the state of Kansas in all classes. He ended up finishing with 15, probably a little bit below his season average, but he didn't get going really until the second half when he had 9. And
yeah, he hit him real quick, yeah. And you know, it seemed like he had more than 15 just because of that one, that one spurt right there. But you know, overall, you know, he's solid. They got a lot of kids that can shoot, and they're pretty young. I mean, you know, so they're going to be tough, you know, for another year or so.
Yeah, they are. And he had four players once again to double figures tonight. He had all four of your double figure scores at least 16 points and four of your five starters, and a pretty good balanced scoring attack once again for you guys tonight.
Well, what were our free throws? Any idea?
I don't have final stats on that. Tim would get that to you. But you guys,
I'm just kind of curious. I mean, we've been struggling with the free throws a little bit, and you know, so that's going to take time. We spent a little more time today shooting free throws. And, you know, I know Austin, you know, hit a couple of threes and kind of, you know, got him going a little bit there for a little spurt. And, but, you know, we got work to do. I mean, yeah. You know, sometimes we kind of whine about, you know, the hands on us. And it's like, well, if they're going to not call it, then we got to play through. And, you know, that's something maybe in practice when they have Coach Gentry go get, you know, real physical with our guards and, you know, get them going there. Post guys, you know, they got to learn to got that little guy on their butt that, you know, we got to kind of fight through that a little bit also.
You guys get the win here and you go to 3-0, and then you have about a 4-day week the next week to prepare for Ulysses, a team that's down a little bit this year. But what's the things that you're going to go back and do to maybe clean up for next week?
First thing on Monday, I'm going to give the older guys and give, you know, Anthony, of course, you know, with his ankle. I'm going to give the older guys, you know, the time off and just kind of heal up a little bit and bring our JV and freshmen in where we get some extra time with them. And, you know, after playing on Saturday, 3 days is enough to get ready to you go play again, you know, no matter who you're playing. You know, it's but, you know, our guys are just kind of worn out a little bit, you know, with, you know, no break from football. And, you know, the cross-country guys that, you know, Joey and those guys, they had a long week and a half just by themselves in the gym, which isn't much fun either. You know, so, you know, give our older guys a day off and try to clean some stuff up with our younger guys and, you know, get it going a little bit.
Well, you guys get the victory here tonight, 82-67. And, Coach, once again, thanks for the time, and we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds very good. Thanks, Adam.
All right.